Spotlight. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and with me is senior journalist KV Prasad. Mr. Prasad, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And earlier today, an Air India Boeing 787 Dreamliner with 230 passengers and 12 crew members crashed while shortly after takeoff from Ahmedabad's airport. It was bound for the Gatwick Airport, London. And let's first listen to this report on this incident.
A London-bound Air India passenger plane carrying 242 people, including two pilots and 10 cabin crew members, crashed in the Meghani Nagar area near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. Of the passengers, 169 were Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, one Canadian and seven Portuguese nationals were on board flight number AI171, which was operating from Ahmedabad to London. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said that former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani lost his life in the incident. One survivor with minor injuries has been found. He has been identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, a British national. The injured were taken to the nearest hospitals. The Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that an operational control room has been activated at the ministry to coordinate all details, available at contact numbers 011-246-10843 and 9650-391-859. It added that the ministry is committed to a swift response and full support for all affected. A dedicated helpline number, +91 99741 11327, has been set up at Ahmedabad Airport for passenger inquiries and assistance. Another passenger hotline, 1800 5691 444, has also been established by Air India to provide more information. The Director General of the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, Director Investigation, and a GO team are on the way to Ahmedabad following the Air India aircraft crash. Fire and police teams were rushed to the site immediately after receiving the alert. Three National Disaster Response Force teams comprising 90 personnel have been deployed from Gandhinagar to the crash site. Three more NDRF teams are being moved from Vadodara. The injured have been shifted to Ahmedabad Civil Hospital for treatment. Further investigation is currently underway to determine the cause of the crash. All roads leading to the crash site have been sealed off to facilitate rescue and relief operations. Air India has said they are ascertaining the details. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the tragic plane crash in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the president said that it is a heart-rending disaster and her thoughts and prayers are with the affected people. The president added that the nation stands with them in this hour of indescribable grief. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the flight crash as heartbreaking beyond words. Mr. Modi said he is in touch with ministers and authorities who are working to assist those affected. His thoughts are with everyone affected during this tragic hour. The Prime Minister has spoken to Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu regarding the Air India flight crash in Ahmedabad. He took stock of the situation. Mr. Modi also directed them to ensure that all possible assistance is extended immediately to those affected by the air mishap. Mr. Naidu added that all relevant agencies are on high alert and coordinated efforts are underway. He said his ministry is closely monitoring the situation and has directed all aviation and emergency response agencies to take swift and coordinated action. On the other hand, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has spoken to the Gujarat Chief Minister and State Home Minister about the incident. The Chief Minister stated that instructions have been given to arrange a green corridor for transporting the injured to hospitals.
That was a report on the ill-fated Air India plane crash that happened earlier in the day. Mr. Prasad, we just heard that, of course, one person so far has managed to survive this ill-fated incident, this ill-fated plane crash. And he was, you know, taken to the nearest hospital. And as everybody's been saying, investigations. Now, it's too early to say what caused this incident. And, of course, it'll take some time before the actual cause of this particular incident happens. is revealed. So what is the standard operating procedure for investigation in such cases?
Well, immediately what we do is the Director General of Civil Aviation sets into motion. They investigate the cause. And of course, in this case, you will also have international agencies coming in. We'll have the assistance from Boeing because it is their plane.
Yes.
And Boeing has a stake in that entire thing because it's their aircraft which went down, which has been in service for 14 years across many airlines, number one. Number two, you also have the NTSB, which is the National National Transport
Transportation Safety Board.
Support from the U.S., which is supported by the ICAO, which is the International Civil Aviation
Organization,
yeah, which is a UN body. So they come in. There's automatic kick in. And of course, the federal FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Agency, which
yes.
also comes in. So all these people will pool in. And I'm sure in this case, because these were London-bound passengers, the British government would also extend their help. So all of them will come to try and ascertain as to what exactly went wrong with this thing. Because this is a very, very serious issue because it's not just India, Air
yes.
India, which is operating this plane. Many countries, many airlines, aviation majors are flying this aircraft.
So in fact, this is the first time that the Dreamliner, Boeing Dreamliner, in 14 years, it's
yeah.
a...
And their own Boeing website says it has 1 billion...
Exactly. Just a little while ago, they said that they had talked about how they have, carried 1 billion passengers so far.
So it's a big thing for them.
Yeah. So as KV was just telling us that there are going to be a number of agencies involved in this particular investigation. So let me share with our listeners that UK's Air Accidents Investigation Branch, or AAIB, has formally offered its assistance. It is deploying a multidisciplinary investigation team to India to support India-led investigation. This was... And one more, KV just said that NTSB, which is the US organization, it will also be leading a team of US investigators to India to assist in investigation, and all information will be provided to the government of India. And now let's look at some of the reactions that are coming in. So the first reaction is coming that we're going to share with you, or that you're going to listen to, is from the Civil Aviation Minister Ramamohan Naidu, who expressed grief and said that the Army, NDRF and SDRF are jointly doing the rescue operations.
I'm totally shaken by the incident that has happened today near Ahmedabad Airport. Very tragic and very, very horrific. And even till now, I have to say I'm in a state of shock. When the event happened, I was in Vijayawada doing the review of that airport and attending one state program. But the moment I got to know this incident happened, I wanted to be here physically at the site, try to find out more about what happened and what needs to be done. And also, Honorable PM has called me and also told me to be there at the site and also look into the operations which has going on right now. And right now, if you ask me, I can only think about the passengers, their families, what they might be going through, and especially the civilians also who are there near the crash site. A lot of relief effort has been done already, right from Indian Army, NDRF, State Police, medical departments, including aviation concerned departments. Everyone has attended immediately, the fire department. To the best of their abilities, they have been functioning here and doing the rescue operations. And we still have to find out the numbers. I don't want to put any wrong numbers to you, so we still have to go through the numbers. And my condolences, my prayers, my thoughts with the families of the bereaved. And we are trying to extend all the help that can be done. Very sad to know that Vijay Rupani ji, Chief Minister, was also there. And like you were mentioning, other nationals were also there. Children were also there. I would only say that each and every life is precious to us. Each and every one is a very important person to us. So it's an incident which has shaken the nation also. Everyone has expressed their grief.
We just heard the Civil Aviation Minister Ramamohan Naidu expressing grief on this ill-fated incident. And KV, as we were just listening, he said, of course, it's too early to give, put any numbers of the fatalities, of course. But the seriousness of the incident is the fact that, the plane crashed in a residential, society in a residential area. And there was a lot of fuel in the plane because it was a long distance flight. So that makes the incident even more serious. The seriousness comes out from the fact that it was a residential area and it was a long distance flight.
I mean, from what we heard from reports, the plane landed or crashed onto a hostel of a medical college.
Yes.
And presumably it was lunchtime, so people were in the mess. So, these are just situations one can even think of. But the fact remains, we are not sure of the casualties, yes, numbers of casualties. The only thing certainty we know is the number of people who are on board in the airline, 244 plus, plus the crew, whatever numbers are there. We've all seen that number. So that is the one thing. We also heard that some, as you just announced, one gentleman survived.
Yes, one.
So we say in our saying, Jako Rakho Saiya.
Mar sake na koi.
So that's this thing. But the question remains, we don't know yet, at least there are no reports from the ground as to the number of people who were probably in that area where the plane crashed on the ground. So that is something we'll have to wait. And in these situations of crashes, situations of tragedy of this nature, one has to have patience.
Yes.
It's very easy to jump to conclusion. I think the minister was very right, and he said he doesn't want to put a number to it, because after all, they're human beings, lives have been lost. So one has to be very, very cautious. One has to be very, very careful about announcing anything beforehand prematurely. That will be absolutely, not required. And as journalists, we all believe that we have to cross-check, double-check before we actually say something, because people will be affected by this.
When such an incident happens, the emergency teams that are deployed, the people on ground which are there, their role becomes very crucial. And right after this incident, emergency services were mobilized for rescue operations. There were NDRF teams on site, there were fire engines, ambulances and police units, and I'm sure that there were locals also, who pitched in to help. So their help becomes very, very, their role becomes very important.
But there are two things of it. Let's look, the realistic scenario is this was very close to the airport.
Yes.
And airport units, as we all know, have all these deployments. You have deployments of police, you have deployments of detachments. So they are very well positioned. So very quickly to move into situations of this kind is very, is expected. The first responders, as they call, because there will be fire, there will be ambulance, everything around. So that's one thing. The issue of what you say civilians coming in is always an issue which can go both ways.
Okay.
Because why I say this, when the rescuers are at work, they also need space.
True.
They need space to make sure that there is no additional casualties. They could do some unexpected development which they are not. Civilians should be there, definitely, but the question of crowding the area should be avoided, because you need the first responders to do their job in a professional manner. Rescue people, save them, reach them to the spot where they need to recover, which is the hospital. So I think these are issues that sensitization is important. Yes, we all are eager and anxious as individuals that we want to contribute to these things. But caution should be, wait for the authorities to tell you when to step in.
And since you're talking about authorities, let me also again share with our listeners that Air India has organized relief flights for the for the relatives of those people who were in the passengers of this flight, as well as for the staff, for their staff, which will be operating tonight onwards. So they have organized relief flights. Like I said, two flights have been organized, one each from Delhi and Mumbai. So one flight will be take off from Delhi and it will be reach Ahmedabad. That is supposed to be at 11 a.m. And the other flight will take off from Mumbai, bound for Ahmedabad again at 11 p.m. tonight. These are the two flights that will be taking off for the passengers, for the families of the passengers and staff who were involved in this accident. And there will be two flights from Ahmedabad, one bound for Delhi and one bound from Mumbai, which will depart from these two, from Ahmedabad, for, at later in the night. So we can see that there's an all-round effort, whether it is Air India, whether it is the government of India, whether it is the government of Gujarat, this all-round effort to, to get hold of the situation, to control the situation as quickly as possible.
Basically, you're dealing with a difficult situation. You have people who have on the casualty list. Families who are affected do not know what's happened to their next of kin, so they need to be careful. And the government has to also, you already mentioned the various steps the government has taken. And Air India, as a primary carrier, whose plane went down, has the primary responsibility to make sure that it does everything for its passengers and everybody else to be finding that comfort zone. It's very difficult, a very difficult situation that they are in, but you have to deal with the situation as you come along.
Right. And let me also share that families of passengers of the ill-fated Air India plane are undergoing DNA tests to identify the remains of the victims.
Spotlight.